Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it.
Today, I want to talk to you about insecurities. We all have them, and at some point, our children are going to develop insecurities. Insecurity is something that is known to every single one of us. From athletes to movie stars to presidents, everyone on this planet at some point in their life is going to suffer from some form of insecurity. We have a lot of common insecurities and some are quite different, but what we all know is that we're going to feel negative feelings about ourselves and our place in the world at some point in our lives. So this is a very important topic because insecurities that left unchecked can absolutely derail your life and derail your child's life. It can turn into something a lot more serious if it isn't looked at and dealt with properly. So I'm going to really dive deep in this video as to what insecurities really are and the root cause. Because to me, any feeling or anything that you experience on the outside, it's a symptom. It's like when you get sick, right? You get a cold. How do you know when you have a cold? You usually don't know that you have a cold virus until you get a runny nose and a sore throat. But the runny nose and the sore throat did not cause you to get a cold. It was the virus that caused you to get the cold in the first place. So therefore, your runny nose and your sore throat are just symptoms, and the real root cause is the virus. And that's exactly the same with insecurities. There is a real root cause to insecurity. So I'm just going to take an insecurity such as body image, for example. And this is something that's very personal to me and it's come up recently in my own life. So I'm going to be using it as an example. And children will often find this when they start to develop and grow and become aware of themselves and aware of their bodies and environments in compared to their peers at school and around them. You can feel insecure about your body, about what you look like. And you can end up defining what you look like as a character trait when your character isn't defined by your outer shell. Your actions and your behavior is. However, we can have this flawed perception that somehow the way we look is giving off vibes about our character. While it's true that people judge you based on the way that you look at first, it's not the most important thing at all. What's the most important thing is how you treat people, is how you are as a person. Are you doing good things to people? Are you doing bad things to people? And that's what really, really, truly matters. So, and another thing about body image is that it's a temporal thing. We age and we can change the way we look. It's very easy and we don't really have any limits, especially now in this day and age, about the way we look. So it's not really anything that affects our character in that way. However, we can believe that it is. And so what happens when we feel insecure about our body? We feel pretty terrible, right? We feel like our clothes don't fit right. We feel like we don't measure up. And I think that's the real key, especially children when they start to feel insecurity about their body. The real root cause to that insecurity is that you don't measure up. So let's dissect that for a moment. Measure up. Measure. Okay, so who is doing the measuring? Where is the yardstick? Where is the rule or measure for how you are supposed to look at any given stage in your life? And when you really go into it, you end up realizing that the measure that you are using in order to determine whether or not you are good or not, you look good or not, actually is your own measure. It's not the measure necessarily that comes from others. Sure, our children are going to face some kind of bullying. Everybody does. And perhaps there will be people out there who would make them feel inadequate, who will point things out about their bodies and make them feel that they don't measure up. But usually those things, they get internalized. And if they get internalized and they don't get dealt with, they can stay with somebody for a lifetime, and that can really derail progress in that person's life. So how do you help your children, or even help yourself if this is happening to you? How do you get over insecurity? You know, when you speak to most people about it, they'll be like, you're insecure, just get over it. And that's not really helpful, is it? It's sometimes you can't just get over it. You need to find out the root cause. And you need to find out where this started. And if you can't remember where it started for you, at least you can find the measure. Is this your own measure, or is this the measure that's coming from other people? Did someone say something to you that made you feel inadequate? Then you need to ask yourself, is the measure that that person is using to define who I am as a person accurate? This is called reframing. Whenever we have a negative thought or emotion, whenever we have an anxiety, and believe me, I have a lot of them myself, we need to dissect that anxiety and we need to dissect the insecurity and really go into it and find out, is this truly accurate? Is this logically accurate? Is this measurably accurate? Is there proof in this, or is this just a feeling or emotion? As feelings come and they go, but facts, they remain. So we need to ask ourselves, and we can ask our children, what is the measure? And is that measure truly accurate? And does this person that made you feel insecure have that right to measure you in that way? What is their expertise? What is their knowledge about you? Do they have that power over you? And that's what I really want to harp on right now, because I can tell you nobody has power over you. Nobody, not their opinions, not even your own feelings. You have that power over you. And that is how you can help your children to reframe what has been going on within their own minds. Give them the knowledge that they have the power to change. And really all it is about perception. For example, someone's overweight, they can change that. Healthy diet, nutrition, if there's something medically wrong, going to the doctor and working through it. Sure, it can take time. It's painful when you're changing. It's hard, I know. I'm going through that myself. But it can be changed. It doesn't have power over you. If your child is feeling inadequate about the way they look, especially girls at school, they start to feel inadequate compared to other girls who may be dressing a little bit different to them or have different facial features or look different to them, you know, it doesn't matter. We need to define these things as they truly are, not for what we perceive they are. And we can do that through reframing our thoughts about it. And how I do that is that I write it down. So I'll show you my diary real quick. I've written a lot here. This is me reframing my negative thoughts. I do this on a regular basis, and recently more than ever, because there are certain things that can happen in your life that causes a lot of change, and that can release all your negativity that's buried deep down inside, and you're like, where did that come from? I don't want none of that. I have the power of my life. My feelings and my thoughts do not have the power of my life. So step one, write down the negative thought or insecurity, whatever it is, write it down, really define it. Define it like you would be writing something for the dictionary. What is it that is causing this pain within you or within your child? What is the insecurity? Write down the insecurity. Now, then number two, you need to write down if this is something that you can or cannot control. And this is exactly what I have down here. I've written down the things that are bothering me, pretty much keeping me up at night. I realized that the things that are bothering me recently, and I've been having so much insomnia lately, which is, I may look a little tired because I had 5 hours sleep last night. I am struggling to sleep. I know a lot of you have insomnia as well, especially in regards to this year and all the lockdowns. It's a stress response. And so you need to find out what is it that's really, truly bothering you. Write it down and then write down, can I control this? Yes or no? Do you have power right now to change this thing that is bothering you? Yes or no? Just as simple as that. You don't need to judge it. Just write, yes, I can control this. I have the power to control it. Or no, this is out of my control. So for all the things that you have the power to control, you need to write down how you can control it. For example, if being overweight is the something that's bothering you, can you control it? Yes, I can control it. How can you control it? I can control it through adequate nutrition and diet. Now, can you do this on your own? Realistically, you've got to get real and honest with yourself, or do you need help in that area? For example, if you have an insecurity about your financial position, is there something that you have the power to control? Yes or no? Yes, you can control your financial position. It may take effort and it may take time and it may take collaborating with other people, but you ultimately do have the power to control it. You see, insecurities give you something called learned helplessness, and learned helplessness feeds powerlessness. And when you feel powerless, you feel helpless. And when you feel helpless, you feel powerless, and it affects your mind. And it's in a cycle. It's like a never ending cycle, and it affects your behavior. So when you feel powerless, you go into victim mode. And when you're in victim mode, you basically get frozen. You get into like, I feel sorry for myself mode, and I want rescuing mode. And guess what? We have to teach our children from a young age in age appropriate ways. And we have to kick our own butts too, because ain't no one coming to rescue you. I'm sorry. Everyone has their own problems that they are dealing with and their own demons they're fighting. There is nobody that's coming to rescue you. You've got to do it yourself. It doesn't mean you won't meet people that help you and inspire you and build you to the next level. But at the end of the day, you are in control. You have the power over yourself. You should not expect anyone to pick you up and to carry you through life. That is your responsibility. If you're waiting for someone just to come and do that for you, then all that's going to do is feed more of what's eating you up inside. It's actually not going to do you any good. It's actually going to do you a lot of harm. You will not grow and you'll become completely stagnant. So can you control this? Yes or no? How can you control it? What do you need in order to make this happen? Whatever it is. Another insecurity may be like a lack of friendship. Okay, if that's an insecurity for you, can you control it? Yes, you can control it. That's very easy for you to control. Easy. Okay, how can you control it? Well, maybe you need to put yourself out there in different social circles. Perhaps the social circle that you're in is not feeding you the way that you need to, and you need to look outside the box of possibilities in order to change it. So you see how you can take something that is so inherently difficult, and just by reframing it that way, you start to feel almost instantly that you have the power to control this. And that's the truth. You do have the power to control this. In fact, when you write these things down, and I did, I wrote like 10 things down that have been bothering me lately. And I laugh at this because it's been bothering me for like a couple of weeks now, maybe even a little bit longer than that. Yeah, a lot longer than that. And I should have written this down a long time ago because I realized that out of the 10 things that are bothering me, there's only one thing I cannot control. So let's talk about the things that you write down that you can't control. What do you do with that, right? So the things you can control, you reframe it and you take action on it. You find out how you can make that possible. You make a plan, you execute on the plan, and you become consistent at executing the plan. And if you need help, you need friends to push you along, guess what? You still have to do the work. People can encourage you. And that's great because no one's an island. We all need people, but you can control it. What about the things you can't control? Okay, so one of the things that has been bothering me lately, and it sounds so ridiculous now I'm saying it out loud, but here we go. I am turning 40 years old on September the 1st, and it has been bothering me a lot. And I've been insecure about it, basically. And when I wrote it down, I wrote, can I control this? Absolutely not. You can't control your age. And I thought, well, why am I bothered about it? Okay, well, societal perceptions, things like that. And I realized I just had this deep-rooted issue that has really ridiculously come from my childhood that I have not dealt with inside, that I've let fester. And it really is just a perception problem. And so what can I do about this thing that's bothering me is change my perception. That's all. Like, nobody freaking cares that I'm about to turn 40. Like, I don't care if you're 50, 60, 20, whatever. And I'm sure you don't care how old I am either. You see, and that is the hilarious thing of why it makes me laugh so hard. Because these things we can tend to perceive within ourselves as something that's so highly important, but guess what? No one actually gives a crap about. No one cares. You care. No one out there really actually cares. And so it's not really a problem. It's just a perception, and perceptions are changed through reframing. Reframe the perception and be consistent. And every time that thought comes up, that negative feeling, you just rebuke it and you reframe it. You reframe it with the correct one. And so I just want to finish off this video. I've been talking for a long time now about something called cognitive dissonance, because cognitive dissonance is a psychological term that is really apt to what I'm talking about now. Cognitive dissonance is when someone holds two competing beliefs within themselves and they're opposite to each other. So there are a lot of different things we can have cognitive dissonance about. And there are a few kind of definitions about cognitive dissonance. For example, it could be completely two opposing beliefs. So one belief, it would be like, I know I need to eat well and exercise, and I know eating well and exercise is good for me. I hear it on the TV, my doctor says it, my trainer says it, everybody says it. However, I'm just too tired to get up. I'm too tired to do anything about it. I'm too tired to make dinner properly, and so I'm just going to cook something. So in that sense, your behavior is contrary to your belief. And so you can have another type of cognitive dissonance where your core value is something, but you also have another belief on top of that that is ruling over your core value. Your core values are who you are as a person, and you should never violate them ever, ever. That's you. That's who you are. And that is the worst form of cognitive dissonance to me, is when you have this sense of who you are within yourself and you violate it for whatever reason with this weaker belief that's going on inside of you. And that's what causes real psychological distress. That is what can cause insomnia. That is what can cause pain. And if you don't deal with that pain, because guess what? Pain is just another symptom. Pain is something there that's telling us that, hey, hello, I need your attention. Please deal with this now. That's all pain is. It's nothing more. It can't control you. It doesn't have power over you. It's alerting you to something that you need to pay attention to and you need to take action on. That's all it is. So something else that could be a cognitive dissonance issue. So you think that you believe that you're strong and you're smart and you're switched on and you have evidence of that. You have proof. You've worked hard. Your children have worked hard in school. They've gotten good grades. Yet they feel insecure about their abilities. So in business, this is called imposter syndrome. And in a group that I'm involved in a women's entrepreneur group, we've been talking about this lately, about imposter syndrome and what that really is. And some people are of the belief that, well, it's just an insecurity and you need to get over it. I am not of the belief that just telling someone to get over it will actually help them get over it. That's not how it works. You need to actually really dive into it. Then you can get over it. Okay, so if you believe that you're strong, smart, and you have value, and that you can bring value to the world, but you have imposter syndrome, all that is really saying, really, is that I'm scared because I don't truly see myself in that way. I know I have these achievements. I know I have this value. I know that I can bring this to the table and I can really change people's lives. However, I'm just scared. That's all it is fear. And guess what? Fear, it is just another feeling. It's not actually like a real thing. You can actually overcome it by reframing that perception. So whether it's your child that has an insecurity or whether it's you, let's quickly summarize. All insecurities are usually, they're just cognitive dissonance issues. Usually you just have two competing beliefs within yourself and or you're using a measure that someone else has put on you or you're using a faulty measure in order to determine this false truth. It's a false truth. It is not true. It is a lie. And I hate lies. And I don't like to believe lies about myself. And I don't like to tell them. So, and we all do, right? No one wants to be lied to. So why are you lying to yourself? Really? We all do it. And that's exactly what insecurities are. Insecurities are just lies we tell to ourselves that come from two competing beliefs within ourselves or faulty measures that we're using in order to determine something about ourselves. And the only way that we can fix that is by reframing that insecurity by finally just telling ourselves the truth. Write it down, tell yourself the truth, and tell yourself the truth every single day. It takes about 21 days to make or break a habit within your brain. Your brain wants to take the path of least resistance. The more you think about the same thing, the easier it becomes inside your mind to just, that's your default. It just runs through the track over and over and over again. And so you need to take the new belief that is the truth and constantly reiterate it to yourself every single time it comes up, every single day, and it will change and you will change. So I hope this has helped you guys. I know I spoke for a while, but I felt like it was really important. It's not really easy to explain psychological concepts really quickly in any term anyway. Not for me. I talk a lot, so. If you feel scared, perhaps you're scared because you're doing something new. That's a good reframing thing. And that's what I wrote down. Because one of the things that were really bothering me is that recently I kind of feel scared to put myself out there. With my business that I'm doing, helping parents, I know I have value and I have a lot to bring to the table. I know I've helped a lot of people. I've had over 408 people buy my book so far. That's amazing. I'm helping so many people. And yeah, I'm scared, not because I don't know what I'm talking about, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't have value, or that people don't think that I have value, or that I haven't helped people, because I have. I've helped 408 of you so far. I'm scared because simply I'm doing something new. And new involves stretching, and new involves change, and change equals pain. And our bodies, we don't want to feel pain, and that's all it is. So reframing, you feel scared, reframe it, okay? It just means I am doing something new, and I'm embracing that something new with both hands, which means the thing that I'm leaving behind is something that hasn't been serving me very well. So it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So then being scared can be reframed as I'm excited, not I'm scared. I feel insecure about, write down your insecurities and then tell yourself, hey, that's a lie. Reframe that thing. Or I feel inadequate. I have imposter syndrome, or I feel inadequate about my body, or I feel inadequate among these people. Are these people making you feel inadequate? Maybe you need new friends. I don't know. Is it you? 9 times out of 10, I guarantee it's you. It's you that's making yourself feel inadequate because you're measuring yourself using a faulty measure, and that's all you need to change is the measure. You can change yourself. You can change your life. And I just want to finish with this. Finally, you have the power over your life. You are not powerless. You are not helpless. You are fully in control. You just need to take a little step at a time, and perhaps some encouragement as well. You can tell yourself that, you can tell your children that, and guess what happens as a result? Your self-esteem boosts. If you're struggling from low self-esteem, you know, self-esteem isn't finite. It actually fluctuates over lifetime. It can fluctuate day to day even. So if you want to boost your self-esteem and boost your child's self-esteem, look at what is eating you up. Look at what's eating them up. Look at what their insecurities are. Find the lies and deal with them. Turn them around and reframe them. Smash them. And have this, you've got to have this attitude, and it's an attitude that will get you through. And from a very young age, like I'm talking when I was, before I was a teenager, whenever something tried to beat me, I am really stubborn person, and I hate when something tries to beat me, even if it's me that's trying to beat me. I always visualize myself in a bull ring with a bull, and that bull is the thing that is trying to beat me. And I'm there, and that bull is running full toward me. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to run from it? Am I going to scream and say, someone rescue me, come and help me? Or am I going to stand my ground? Am I going to look that bull in the eyes, and I'm going to deal with that? Exactly. You have to have that attitude. You have to look at the things that are trying to crush you, the things and the challenges going along. I am a bullfighter, and there's only one of us that's coming out of this alive. And honey, that's going to be me. That's the attitude you need to have. Have that visualization. I literally visualize that picture in my mind, and it really helps.
If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.
Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promoting selfesteem.com.